Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, March 22nd. For the kings of ancient Egypt, the sun was much more than just a glowing orb in the daytime sky. It was the god Ra, one of the most important of all the gods. Ra was a creator of life, the king's father, and a representation of the king as a god himself. So the kings of the Fifth Kingdom, about 4,500 years ago, built temples to honor the sun. Archaeologists have recently excavated about half of the largest one yet discovered, a massive complex that might have been topped by a spot for watching the sun and stars. The temple is named Joy of Ra, or Joy of the Heart of Ra. It's at Abu Ghraib, about 10 miles from Cairo, near the ancient capital, Memphis. It was built by King Nusairey, who reigned for two or three decades. At the time, the kings identified themselves with Ra as eternal gods. So the temple was a place to honor both Ra and the king. Excavations have uncovered two large enclosures. The upper level was discovered 125 years ago, but the lower one was found just recently. The upper level included an altar for making offerings to Ra, and one end featured an obelisk that would have towered high above the courtyard and the surrounding landscape. It had a perfect east-west alignment, the directions of the rising and setting sun. The recent work also uncovered a stairway to the roof. The rooftop probably served as an observatory, helping Nusairey follow his father across the sky. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.